local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcoming you into a beautiful Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks, as always, for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 50 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening on and in your world today. Text line is always open at 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-2626-111. My compadre Austin made it on time today. For once.
Ooh, for once, yeah. Don't even start.
Good to see you today.
You too, bud.
We'll get going here with our top three stories. There is a chaotic scene unfolding on the University of Wisconsin campus today as pro-Palestinian protesters continue disrupting colleges nationwide, although more police presence is on hand around the country.
Let's remember what they did. They beheaded babies, they raped girls, they burned people alive, they shot people point blank just for one simple reason, they're Jews. So if you go protest in favor of them, you support those actions.
That's a reaction from Senator Rick Scott. Police in Madison, Wisconsin say at least 4 police officers were hurt and 12 protesters arrested. Meanwhile, in L.A., UCLA canceling classes following a violent night between the pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrators. In New York, protesters have been cleared off the grounds of Columbia University and nearly 300 arrested. This, of course, all happening as students are now in the month of May trying to study for finals, prepare for graduation, and so forth and so on. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. He said in a statement that it's out of the question that Israel would halt the war against Hamas before achieving its goals. The statement comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region trying to negotiate a ceasefire deal. And along those lines, Blinken says the time is now for that deal. He had a news conference today after meeting with Israeli leaders. Blinken saying it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal and compromise. Blinken says the White House is focused on reaching a deal that addresses civilians in Gaza as well as the remaining Israeli hostages. That's a look at our top three stories on this Wednesday. Full weather and traffic update now. Here's Alan Strum.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Austin, anything exciting happening today?
Unfortunately, yes. There's a lot going on the roads right now. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, you're going to be having the time of your life there. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some minor issues at that intersection there. But you're going to have a lot of problems if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, further northbound towards Softly Field Road. And then if you keep traveling up Blue Angel Parkway, the intersection with Blue Angel and Mobile Highway is slightly dealing with some issues as well. Speaking of Mobile Highway, if you are traveling northbound towards West Michigan Avenue, where that turns into Softly Field Road, we've got some problems there as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile, giving us some typical evening traffic issues there. Also got some minor problems at the intersections of Fairfield Drive and, what road is this here? Mobile Highway again. So we've got issues at Fairfield and Mobile Highway. North W Street, traveling eastbound towards Pensacola Boulevard, also has some issues if you're going around the bend there. And then some other spots outside of Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River are all going to give you problems at this time also. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Joe?
Don't get me wrong. I'm very glad you did do the traffic update with all that information. I was asking about you personally if there was anything going on.
No, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, but no, just you know.
But thanks for asking.
I care.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you never know.
I just mean, never understand questions. Yeah, but no, yeah, I do appreciate it.
You know, yesterday was a bit rough, so I just wanted to make sure that we're back on an even keel, more normal wavelength today.
I would like to think so. I think we're doing all right, man. Thanks for checking up.
That's right. That's what I do, man. That's what I'm here for. Looking here at our local headlines today. So at the start of the week, we had the manhunt in Century. 41-year-old Christopher Pace wanted on arson, trespassing, and resisting arrest charges. And this morning, he was captured, hiding in the wooded area near Century. Sheriff's office says he had been able to evade officers during the manhunt that originated Monday into yesterday, and he was also the focus of another manhunt back in March as well. He was found off Pleasant Hill Road. A person dead after a shooting at Topaz and Emerald Avenues last night. Escambia Sheriff's Office says the victim was found with a gunshot wound at around 8:30 last night. No word yet on any potential suspects as the Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate. In Baldwin County, police say they're looking for two women that took thousands of dollars worth of groceries from three Publix stores last weekend. 18-year-old Alondra Badanik and 37-year-old Christina Pantelica, both from out of state, currently in a Mississippi jail on theft charges. I'm going to have to look that up. I don't think that's right, because if they're in a Mississippi jail, then they're not wanted. So let me do a little bit of research on that, because that doesn't make sense. Investigators, all right. Anyway, so Baldwin police say two women took thousands of dollars worth of groceries from Publix. They may or may not be in a Mississippi jail. I'm not sure. I'll have to update that. Meanwhile, we have sea turtle season. That means Escambia County Sea Turtle Conservation volunteers are on patrol at Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key looking for turtle nest and activity each night. A reminder to don't take bright lights to the beach, as that can disturb the turtle nest. And if you need a flashlight, make sure that it's red or yellow. So good intel there. Hmm. This morning, Andrew talked to Airport Director Matt Coughlin, Pensacola International Airport. And last week, Pensacola found out that they were not approved for the latest round of federal funding for the terminal expansion at the airport. Doesn't sound like they're losing sleep over it, though. Matt Coughlin says the project likely just not far enough along in the design process to meet the requirement.
We're asking for about just north of $20 million. And so hopefully it'll look good to the FAA and they'll fund it. They know we have issues. Matter of fact, the airport district's office in Orlando has been very supportive. They're pushing it through themselves, and they've been an advocate. So we feel pretty positive we'll eventually get it.
That was, again, Matt Coughlin says the work is continuing on the design of the new terminal, but they're also working to expand parking capacity with a new paved lot. 418, we will take a break there, looking at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org from Women's Heart Alliance in partnership with Women Heart.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the change in abortion law here in Florida from 15 weeks down to 6 weeks and really analyzed this question of whether there is a right to abortion, a phraseology which a lot of people use. I don't think that's a legitimate expression, but that's what we talked about quite a bit. Also, the college protests both in the nation and here in Florida. Red snapper season being expanded to 103 days this year. And what's going on at the airport? Talk to Matt Coughlin, the airport director. Listen to all those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is the... That was the sound of the station when Austin showed up on time today.
Yeah, the people were so surprised because for the last 6 months I've always been late. But yes. This time for a change, I decided I'd mix it up and be on time.
Turning over new leaf.
Yes, playing Taylor Swift.
How about that?
Self-fulfilling prophecies all around. Yeah. Apparently that Sparks Fly. That sounded like a live audience reaction. It didn't tell me it was live. I tried to avoid playing live music predominantly, but whatever. It got me hyped, so yeah, that works.
I'm very hyped here. all right, so I did. It was just a poorly written story there. I'll fall on the sword. It was my bad. So there was two women over in Fairhope that are accused of robbing three Publix, taking about $5,000 worth of merchandise. Police are not looking for them. They know exactly where they're at. They are in custody over in Mississippi. they've issued warrants for them to appear on the local charges over in Fairhope. So just wanted to clear that up. But yes, they are very much in custody. And I would imagine the extradition process to get them to face charges. And we'll see how that works out. 424 here just before traffic. Another update with Alan.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Alrighty, and looking at the roads here, let's see. We had a lot of problems on Blue Angel Parkway. We still do have some slight ones. If you're at the intersection of Blue Angel and Dog Track Road, we've still got some minor issues there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel towards Lillian Highway, and then further north towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Outside of that, in Pensacola, it's just, you know, some busy intersections here and there, maybe at North Davis and Brent Lane, Burgess Road and Palafox Street, the usual big hitters there. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and over in Milton, Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown.
Just reading this on Channel 3's website, Sade Ray's reporting here. So we mentioned last segment the shooting at around 8:30 last night on Topaz Avenue. Reporting here says that the victim was, quote, attacked and shot multiple times. Sheriff Simmons did an interview with Sade today, not ruling out the possibility that it could be connected to the triple shooting from Sunday. So not a whole lot known there, but they are investigating that as a possibility, just based on what sounds like kind of like an ambush style, which was also the case on Sunday. Taking a look here, what's happening around the state of Florida, growing meat in a lab will soon be a crime. Governor DeSantis signing a bill banning the manufacture, sale, and distribution of cultivated meat, saying Florida is fighting back against what DeSantis calls the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish or bugs to achieve their authoritarian goals.
And speaking of DeSantis, he's reacting to reports that the Biden administration is considering admitting some Palestinians to the United States as refugees.
To take people from that part of the world and import those blood feuds to this country, that is not in your interest or your family's interest.
He says importing refugees from Gaza would only worsen problems with protests in U.S. streets and college campuses. Various reports say the White House is considering options to resettle Gaza residents who have family ties here.
Well, great news for both local and statewide anglers. A record-long Gulf red snapper fishing season is happening again this year. DeSantis announcing a 103-day season this summer and fall. Last year's was 87.
The entire months of June and July will be open for business. And then every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the months of September, October, November, including extended days on Veterans Day weekend and on Thanksgiving, so that our folks can go out and enjoy this great opportunity for fishing.
So there you go. Very cool.
Yeah, and Florida is at the bottom of a national list when it comes to teacher pay. That's not very cool. The largest teachers union in the country released its newest data on salaries yesterday. The National Education Association has put the Sunshine State in 50th place, showing the average educator made just over $53,000 during the 22-23 school year. The number one spot went to California, where teachers made more than $95,000. During Florida's last legislative session, a House bill aimed at raising the base salary for teachers to $65,000 was quickly stalled.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Jacksonville today as Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect.
Donald Trump handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court because he intended for them to overturn Roe. And as he intended, they did.
It's interesting. You definitely kind of see the strategy here from the Democrats. It was very clear that Kamala Harris did not come to Jacksonville to go after the governor on this or anyone in the state. This is all about Donald Trump and clearly, you know, obviously trying to get whatever momentum they can to make this competitive in November. Kamala Harris, vice president, says it's a full-on assault on reproductive freedom, and again blaming Donald Trump and the conservative justices that he was able to appoint.
I guess the way she looks at it is like she doesn't need to blame DeSantis or anything else, because anything that comes off when it comes to abortion bans, quote-unquote, anything that happens with that is runoff of the Roe v.
Sure.
Wade stuff. So I guess that's and as you said, this is already a pretty tight race, and Florida is being even debated as a swing state. So I don't doubt for a moment that she's trying to push, you know, the Biden narrative.
Well, we had the president in Tampa. Was it last week? I think we had the Democrats establishing their first campaign office, I think, also in Tampa last week. So, definitely building here towards November. It's going to be a very interesting campaign season around here. Recapping our top three stories today, chaotic scenes unfolding around the nation as the pro-Palestinian protesters are continuing to wreak havoc. University of Wisconsin police say that four officers were hurt, 12 arrested in some fracases today. Also, UCLA canceling classes after a violent night last night. And on Columbia's university campus, 300 arrested after protesters cleared off the grounds. And so, yeah, a lot going on around the country. I mean, if we focused all of our top three stories like on all of the different protest locations, we probably could do that. But, you know, there's so many of them now and new ones are popping up every day. Yeah. 4:30 is the time. That means it's time for Fox News coming up now. We'll be back with a look at our national news and sports headlines. Stick around for Pensacola Right Now. News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Pro-Palestinian protests have broken out at another New York City college campus. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
The university here at Fordham's already handed out letters of suspension to the kids who set up Gaza Solidarity encampment inside. They said they got the idea from Columbia. Divest from Israel is written here. Faculty for Palestine is written.
McAdams says she's been told by the NYPD that police may move in and arrest students who've been suspended. President Trump hits the campaign trail today, speaking in Waukesha, Wisconsin, as his hush money trial has the day off. He says all the legal actions taken against him amount to election interference.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
Trump will also campaign in battleground Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed news out of eBay after today's market close. The e-commerce platform exceeded expectations in reporting quarterly results, but its revenue guidance for the current quarter proved disappointing, and that has eBay shares sliding 3% in extended trading. Carvana swung to a profit in the first quarter, an adjusted per-share profit of 23 cents, with revenue of $3.06 billion, topping analysts' expectations. The used car retailer called it its best results in company history. It credited a major restructuring over the past 2 years. In response to those solid results, Carvana shares are surging 33% in after-hours trading. Stocks ended the regular Wednesday session mixed as traders digested news out of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting. Interest rates will be held at current levels for now, but the central bank remains concerned about inflation. The Dow Industrials rose 87 points, but the S&P 500 eased 17. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 52. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Caleb Williams walks into a locker room with offensive weapons that consist of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, and DeAndre Swift. The Bears are coming off a 7-10 season, and now get what we think is finally their franchise QB. And year one, Caleb should improve that team by a bare minimum of 2 wins. So the Bears should be at least 9-8, and that would make Chicago a playoff team this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Can I make a request today, Austin?
Sure, what's that?
Well, you know what today is.
Today is the 1st of May.
Yes, it's NSYNC Day.
Is that why you posted a photo of Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
I saw that on my Facebook feed, and no caption, no context, no anything. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be May. Now
there it is.
No, that
the
is
light
so
bulb
dumb.
In real time went off for him there.
Oh, my goodness. My, like, chills just went down my spine. I convulsed.
Can
when
we
I heard
can we get some NSYNC on the bumper music today?
Yeah, on the next bumper, I'll put
there
an NSYNC song on. And I'll put that one, that dreaded song on. Let's see, just past 4:35, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see, another quick check of the roads and weather here. Nothing looking too severe. Maybe have some backups here and there on North Davis Highway. A little bit on Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get on the I-10. Speaking of I-10, though, we do have some pretty severe backups if you are traveling westbound. Perhaps you just got onto the interstate from Pensacola Boulevard and are traveling towards Pine Forest Road. There's going to be some backups there in that area, as we see quite often. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach is still backed up. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach is still backed up. And lastly, Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've got some typical evening traffic giving you some trouble there. It's going to have you backed up to about the Circle K.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:39 here, looking at our national news. With Florida's six-week abortion ban taking effect today, the Arizona State Senate this afternoon repealing the Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans joining Democrats to pass the proposal. The 1864 law that banned nearly all abortions was revived by the state Supreme Court last month. The bill now goes to the governor's desk to be signed. The state's 2022 law that bans abortion after 15 weeks will now be reinstated.
And Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene will force a vote over whether to remove Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative.
She's built for public speaking. Very loud, strong voice there. The effort seems certain to fail after Democratic leaders said, as Marjorie just hinted at there, that they would vote to protect the speaker. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has indicated that he would also be opposed to the motion.
Yeah, Texas suing the feds over new rules for gun sales, which forces private sellers to become licensed dealers and perform background checks.
There's a process. It's called elected representatives. They make the changes. It's not up to Joe Biden to just issue an edict through the ATF.
The rule, which was finalized last month, is seen as a way to close the so-called gun show loophole. It targets those who sell small numbers of guns in private sales in the shadows, often using social media.
And the Biden administration is forgiving another $6 billion in student loan debt. The Department of Education announced today that it would relieve the debt of over 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. The chain of art colleges at one point had some 50 campuses across the U.S. The school's parent company sold the last of the arts institutes back in 2023. The Department of Education says the company made substantial misrepresentations to prospective students about post-graduation salaries and employment.
The United Methodist Church is repealing its ban on LGBTQ clergy. They also voted to prevent local leaders from being able to punish clergy and churches for holding same-sex weddings. More votes on LGBTQ issues are expected later on this week at their annual meeting. That could include a vote on removing the church's long-held stance that says, quote, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching.
Wow. And lastly here, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
This comes as officials have expressed that they want to be more confident. Inflation is coming down before cutting rates. The central bank has said that its goal is to get inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have remained at their highest in more than two decades since July. Since then, the U.S. economy has held up, with some experts believing anticipated rate cuts won't come for several more months.
Taking a look at what's happening around the sports world tonight, Austin, a couple of elimination games in the playoffs on TV.
Yes, that is correct. Starting with the NBA playoffs, we got a TNT doubleheader. It's the Heat at Celtics at 6:30, and the Heat are the first of our teams tonight facing elimination. They're down 3-1. After that, it's going to be Mavericks at Clippers at 9 o'clock. That's expectedly been a very good series, tied at 2 there. Over in the NHL, we've got an ESPN doubleheader. It's the Golden Knights at Stars at 6:30, followed by Kings at Oilers at 9, and the Kings, similarly to the Heat, are down 3-1, also facing elimination. Let's see. Over in the MLB, the Rays fell to the Brewers today, 7-1. The Braves are up. Is that 6-1 now? I thought it was 5-1. Yeah, 6-1. So, wow, good for the Braves there. Bottom of the seventh, they're up 6-1 on the Mariners. And then tonight, it's going to be Marlins versus Rockies at 5:40. So I'm sure we'll give it a score update on that in hour three. And then lastly here, the Champions League semifinal, Borussia Dortmund beat PSG 1-0 in the first leg of their semifinal. They'll play in Paris next Tuesday. Bayern Munich and Real Madrid are tied at 2 in the other semifinal.
Oh, very good stuff there. 4:43 now at News Radio. New update to a national task force guidance for breast cancer screenings. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is now recommending women between the ages of 40 to 74 to get a mammogram every other year. Previous guidelines from 2016 said biennial mammograms should start by age 50, and the decision for women to screen in their 40s was at their discretion.
And Twitch is rolling out its new video discovery feed to all users. The TikTok-like feed from Amazon, which launched on a limited basis last summer, is accessed through a tab within the Twitch iOS and Android apps. It allows users to discover new streamers by scrolling through short video bites from live feeds.
Today is National Heat Stroke Prevention Day.
Wow.
The leading cause of non-crash vehicle-related death for kids is heat stroke from being left in a hot car.
Children have a lesser ability to regulate their thermoregulatory system. They're more at risk for heat stroke than adults.
And experts say even at 60 degrees outside, a child's body temperature can rise to 107 or higher. So just imagine when it's 95 or 103 outside. Parents are reminded to stop, look, lock to avoid these tragic preventable deaths. Since 1990, Florida has had at least 117 child hot car deaths.
Yeah, I know a lot of this stuff that we touch on is like, you know, it applies to everyone, and this obviously does, but that is especially the case around here with our climate.
Absolutely.
4:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, just passing Pensacola Boulevard and heading towards Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got some backups going both ways there still. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, still looking kind of rough at this time. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Alan Strum's got the updated weather forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Also, Tesla is firing its entire electric vehicle charging team. Employees confirmed the layoffs in social media posts. The news raises concerns about the future of one of the largest charging networks in the U.S. Tesla's supercharger network has been a key selling point for its electric vehicles, as a lack of charging ports has been a large barrier to widespread EV adoption.
And thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the U.S. and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. The unionized workers are in talks with Marriott International, Hilton Worldwide, and Hyatt Hotels for new contracts for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Austin, are you up to date on all of the music beefs that are around there? I heard that Taylor Swift in her latest album had done some subliminal messaging, I think, to Kim Kardashian, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Rap battle or beef has been ongoing between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
I've heard about that.
Lamar dropping a 6-minute Euphoria on YouTube today. A diss track, Lamar claims, among other things, that Drake is not a rap artist, but a scam artist, and that he made Pac, obviously Tupac, turn in his grave. Drake put out a recent beef track, Taylor Made Freestyle, using AI to provoke Lamar in the voice of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, which he had to pull because Tupac's estate said, hey, we didn't give you permission to use that.
Does not surprise me at all.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think people need to be adults and move on, but...
Well, I think a lot of it is just trying like to get publicity and get noticed. I think a lot of this beef is just made up. Like that's how Eminem used to do it. He would like start beef with people, and it's like, dude, you don't have any beef with anybody unless like someone just made a remark in a headline one time. It's like, get, you know, it's just it's for attention.
8 Mile, good movie, by the way.
Oh yes, the action comedy The Fall Guy is expected to make more than $30 million when it debuts this weekend. The film stars Ryan Gosling as a former stuntman working a big movie being directed by his ex. This goes wrong when the star of the film goes missing and Gosling's character is sent to locate him. Man, he's in everything nowadays, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. Austin, there's a saying that you should never meet your heroes or just people you look up to, I guess, like celebrities or athletes, just because
right.
the chances dramatically increase that they will do something that makes you hate them, or yeah. at least strongly it's dislike them, right? Yeah. And so I'm wondering if you are buying or selling this story that has come out, a new report regarding The Rock. Okay. Now, he'd not be on my short list or whatever of people that I would not want to meet. But it's interesting here because he's got some issues, according to this report.
Really?
He is chronically late to various film projects, causing serious issues. Back in 2020, when he was filming Red Notice with Ryan Reynolds, it caused a rift with those two because he is not just late, but he's like 8 hours late all the time. They have apparently made up, and Red Notice 2 is in the works. Industry insiders say he's working on a Christmas action movie called Red One, and in addition to being late, he will, to then try to make up the time, pee in water bottles and then have assistants throw them out. Also in the report, his tardiness has caused the movie's budget to go up by $50 million for all the time that's being wasted. So do you buy that or sell that?
Some of it sounds really weird. I know that celebrities can be very weird. And The Rock, you know, he always seemed to be a wholesome guy. But when someone that big, that larger than life, is so wholesome, you do kind of raise an eyebrow, like, okay, is this guy really the angel that he paints himself out to be? You hear about egos that athletes and celebs have. The Rock's both. So I don't doubt for a moment that he can be dramatic and he can have demands and be a pain. Pee in the balloon, I don't know if I buy that. That sounds kind of weird. I would like to set the bar low enough to say he's not doing that. But hey, I don't know him. I don't know. I'm not famous.
Yeah. Well, you are. You're a local media icon.
If I get recognized one more time, I'm peeing in a balloon. That's how it's going to work.
Well, it's a bottle, but yes.
Peeing in a bottle. Yeah, that.
4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping our top stories coming up next.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I forgot to put NSYNC.
I'm waiting for...
I forgot to put in. I had the YouTube page open, and I forgot to replace what I already had lined up because it was too short of a break. I promise you, at the 7:00 or 7:00? At the 5:25 break, I will have NSYNC. I promise.
All right.
It sticks.
I don't have a choice. So I saw them perform once back in when I was living in Iowa.
Sticks, really?
Yeah, they did a.
They're going to be at the Wharf, I think, in a couple months. Yeah. So I think August is when they're going to be there. And my mom was like, you know, like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Her and my dad were
It's an older clientele, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. They were prominent in the 80s or something. So
sure.
Good band, though.
Looking at our top three stories here, chaotic scenes all over the country again. The latest one, the University of Wisconsin. Authorities today saying four police officers were injured and 12 protesters arrested during scuffles there. UCLA canceling classes following a violent night last night. And protesters on Columbia University's campus now cleared off the grounds. Nearly 300 arrested. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. Netanyahu says it's out of the question that Israel would halt the war against the Palestinian militant group before achieving its goals. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a news conference after meeting with Israeli leaders, saying it's in Hamas's core to accept that deal, which he calls a very strong proposal on the table. So we'll see what happens there. 4:55, another and final check this hour of the roads and weather.
Well, let's see. Several spots of note here in Pensacola, starting with 9 Mile Road. If you are traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards the I-10 overpass there, we do have some backups developing in that area. Seems like there's some construction going on there, but I don't know how much of a role that's playing into it. No confirmation of an accident either, though. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10, we've got some issues going both ways there. I-10 itself, if you're traveling westbound, passing Pensacola Boulevard and heading towards Pine Forest, we still got some minor congestion, reaching for a pretty good ways there, but not as severe as it was earlier. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield are the last two major spots in Pensacola at this time. I lied, actually. If you are traveling, southbound on Scenic Highway, this is going to be if you are approaching Olive Road. We do have some backups there as well. Once again, similarly to the 9 Mile thing we touched on earlier, there is some construction in that area, but not too much going on as far as like any confirmation of a traffic incident. Then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and a bit more as you pass Wind Haven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Very good. I like how you did a full traffic report. Then you said, that's it. And then you proceeded to do another full traffic report that was even longer than the first one.
What I was saying was, that's it in Pensacola. But then I noticed Scenic Highway. So I was like, oh, wait, I lied. So, yeah, then I went to the other spots. That's what
I'm just giving you a hard time.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, I'm not sure where this would fall on your biggest fears, but for me, it's pretty high up there. A man gardening Monday afternoon at a church in San Marcos, California, hit a hive with his tractor and ended up being swarmed by bees.
Oh, my gosh.
Man says he ran covered in bees to a 12-year-old boy. I mean, putting the 12-year-old in danger and used his phone to call 911. I wonder if he was yelling him like on the way to him. It's like, hey, drop your phone, run away. Maybe.
I would
hope
like
so. Paramedics took him to the hospital where they gave him an IV with a mix of meds to treat swelling and counteract the venom in his system. He says he had at least 13 bee stings near his eye, and emergency personnel removed at least 120 stingers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a fear of like bees and wasps as a kid.
I'm allergic to wasps.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Well, then, yeah, you have a natural born fear. I was just traumatized, picked up a dump truck when I was a little kid. Hornet was under it, stung me. I live in fear ever since. But if I was 12 years old and this dude's covered in bees saying, hey, little boy, I'm freaking out. I'm not giving my phone. You know, you have a gambling.
You wouldn't help your neighbor out there.
Well, I mean, well, I, no, maybe, that, I would no, maybe drop
right.
my phone.
No,
mid-run.
You're right, because we discussed this yesterday or the day before that in signs of peril, you are
I'm
running
a liability.
For the exit. That's
yes.
Right.
You know you have a gambling problem when you're throwing down your rent money on your friend's skee-ball games, but that's exactly what's going to happen at Dave & Buster's Bar and Restaurant. They're going to start letting customers gamble on arcade games at all 223 locations in the next few months. They haven't said which games you'd be able to bet on, but a few being mentioned are skee-ball and their Hot Shots basketball
game.
That's
a terrible idea. I mean, you're going with like a couple of friends, and they're just making side like, hey, you intentionally throw this, I'll kick you some money and let the other guy lose. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Corruption in arcade games.
That's
unbelievable.
Right. Well, following this weekend's devastating tornado outbreak, an Oklahoma couple is in ICU with broken backs and necks, but they have their 9-year-old son to thank for being alive. Wayne and Lindy Baker, along with their son Branson, were driving in their truck seeking shelter when a tornado picked up the truck and tossed it. His parents couldn't move, but Branson said, quote, Mom, Dad, please don't die. I will be back. He ran over a mile in the dark through down power lines and debris to get help, and then ran to a neighbor's house and got them to bring him back. There's now a GoFundMe to help the family with medical bills. It's gotten $23,000 of the $50,000 goal
awesome.
So far. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.